Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And for today's episode, as I promised last time, it's not going to be a horror slash thriller slash suspense. This one's going to be a little different. Well, I mean, I guess it is a little suspenseful and a little thrilling. Yeah, I guess so. I've actually never done this genre yet, so it's going to be a little interesting for today's episode because we will be reviewing The Harder They Fall. Thank you all for listening. Please email me and let me know how you feel about this one. I really want to know how you all feel about this movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Watched it twice already. It's so good. It came out 9 days ago, basically a week ago. You guys, give it a shot. Try it out. Let me know how you feel and email me at whyarewetogether@gmail.com. Again, it's whyarewe@gmail.com. And you can catch me every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Untethered Channel 2 radio station. And until then, until the next episode, which is going to be coming up very, very soon, Why Are We Even Together? Because it's an amazing podcast. Pew, pew, pew. Get it? Because, it was a Western. Okay. Bye. So you all are in for a treat because, as I said, I'm going to be reviewing The Harder They Fall. And I'm going to give you my opinion right now and just give it just now so I don't have to keep talking about it, because I really want to review this and, the way that I really need to as a professional. But before I do that, I am going to tell you that this is a really great movie. Okay, now that I told you how I feel, don't even think about my opinion. Just, listen to my review. So, like I said, I have not done this genre before. This one is going to be a Western. And it's technically a revisionist Western. So a revisionist Western is basically how a basic Western is, there's the bad guy and there's the good guy. And usually the bad guy is a person who's a stealer, a robber, or a Native American. usually that's how they depict the bad guys for the Western films. But a revisionist Western is where there isn't really a bad guy or a good guy, kind of like Batman, maybe the bad guys are the protagonist in the film. So that's what this kind of is. It's very, if I had to tell you what this was closer to it would be like Django Unchained, or a little bit like The Hateful Eight sort of thing. The gore in this is so nice. I really appreciate it. But anyway, so this film, it starts out, I'm not going to tell you everything of what happens in this because there's a twist and there are things that happen. I'm just going to tell you what this, what this film is basically about. So there is this kid who is having dinner. Well, it's not even a kid. There is a man, his name is Nat Love. The movie starts out as a flashback with him being a child, eating dinner with his father and his mother, and his father and mother get shot down. And Nat, as a kid, while screaming, crying, seeing his parents dead, the person who shot them proceeds to carve a cross in the middle of his head with a razor. So now, of course, flash forward to the future, he has a scar of a cross in the middle of his forehead. Very, Harry Potter vibes. But you know who he is. And, as a basic Western kind of thing, he wants revenge. And that's basically his life, is getting revenge on this person. And this person, his name is Rufus Buck. And he is the big bad gang guy who, nobody really messes with his gang kind of thing. Nat has his own little gang, but he was really focused. He spent a lot of his time killing all the people who were involved with, killing his parents. So, yeah. And at this point in the film, he is supposedly successful. He apparently, killed the last man who was involved, who was there when his parents were dead. And now he came back into town and he's going to visit Mitch Stagecoach Mary. And Stagecoach Mary slash Mary Fields is like this woman who works in a saloon. She owns this little bar saloon thing. And she actually runs a chain of saloons. So she's actually very popular. And so they have a little thing going on. He, I guess, left her, I believe. I'm assuming because he was trying to go after revenge. So of course, nothing is ever, never amounts to him, never, nothing is ever equal to him other than the revenge. And so once he finally thinks that he killed everybody, he's back to see Mary. And Mary, of course, greets him with a punch. And she's like, it's not gonna be like that, all that stuff. All of that little Western stuff, she's like, you're not gonna just fall back into my arms just like that kind of thing. But the shit hits the fan because the sheriff comes into the saloon and he is a very popular sheriff. Okay, I'm gonna pause this little, synopsis right here, and I'm going to tell you what makes this movie so great. Is that all of these people that I'm talking about, Nat Love, Mary Field slash Stagecoach Mary, who is the head of her little saloon, and even the freaking what you call it, the marshal, his name is Bass Reeves, all of them were real people. So, like, this story is not like a true story. They came up with the storyline, but all of the characters, all of the people are actual real people. Now, whether they were alive at the same time, like at the same, year time frame or whatever, these people probably haven't, like, maybe some of them, a lot of them probably didn't really interact with each other, but they're all famous people, real famous people back in the day, and they're all black. That's the other thing. Did not mention that. This is a fully black film. All black cast. Is it all black? Is there no, it's not all black. There are some white people, but you know what I mean. It's a black Western. They're making it a point to being that this is like black people in the West. And all of these characters are actual black people in the West. So, and one of them being Cherokee Bill, who is a very, very famous person. All of these people are famous. Nat Love was apparently famous. Mary Fields was very famous. And Bass Reeves, he's really famous. You know him as the Lone Ranger. But anyway, all these people are famous. But anyway, so the Lone Ranger slash the sheriff slash Bass Reeves comes in and into the saloon, and he like shit hits the fan because he tells Nat that Rufus Buck, who he thought was in jail, rotting in jail for the rest of his lives, he and the rest of his gang have been pardoned. So now they are pardoned from all of their misdeeds. They are no longer outlaws. They're no longer on the wanted list. They have been pardoned, and he is being released from jail, and he's about to live his life. And Nat is like, this can't be. This can't be done. This must not happen. He has to go, and he has to like kill him. He has to get his revenge on Rufus Buck. And the sheriff, he and Nat kind of like they have like a good like camaraderie ship or whatever, because Nat Love, him and his gang, they are criminals still. But this sheriff is kind of, Bass is kind of like a cool sheriff, he's kind of like mingles with the bad people, but he mingles with the good people because there's no good or bad, So anyway, but Nat Love, his gang, they don't actually rob banks. They rob gangs who rob banks. So, he doesn't really do the bad misdeeds, but he does rob the people who do the misdeeds, and still they don't bring it back to the bank. They keep it for themselves because it's the West here. Anyway. But yeah. Trudy Smith is also famous as well. Like, there's a lot of famous people in this movie, a lot of famous characters in this movie. And famous people on top of that. But yeah, so anyway, going back to the synopsis. So, yes. So, he has to go and get his revenge on Rufus Buck. And so him and the sheriff, and this is what prompts all of them to go about to go Stagecoach Mary, Cuffy, that's one person who works at the saloon who's also a famous person as well. All of these his people who we have already shortly, established as his gang and the people who are close to him, they're helping him, going with him to fulfill his revenge. And so from then that's what it's about. So the villain slash Rufus Buck, who we say is sort of the villain, but he really kind of isn't, because even when they come in, it's like, all right, you guys aren't really villains. You guys didn't really do anything bad. You guys aren't actually doing any of this badly. You're not even being rude about it. You're, just doing what you got to do. So, everything was just like, yeah, honestly, all the characters to me are very, very likable. There's not really one character that I don't like. I like all of the characters, but people die. People have to die. It's a Western. People are gonna die. And it was just very interesting to see for instance, we know whose side you're on, but still, we are kind of cool, but we're still gonna kill each other kind of thing. It's kind of cool. I really, really, really like it. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. The actors are amazing, phenomenal, as usual. Idris Elba's in it. Zazie Beetz, she plays Stagecoach Mary. I really like her too, and she's so pretty, and she's a great artist. Love her. She is playing Mary. Regina King is playing Treacherous Trudy slash Trudy Smith. Yes, with the family. Love Regina King. She was so great. Delroy Lindo's in it. Lakeith Stanfield's in it. There's a lot of people in this. A lot of famous people. Yeah, it was a really good film. A lot of famous, but not only famous, a lot of talented people were in this. And it was funny. It was, first off, it was funny. There's a lot of funny stuff in this. That's what gets you into it. And also, the action, the shooting, the gore was on point. It was really, really good. The action was good. It was just all very enjoyable. And y'all, this movie is literally 2 hours and 15 minutes long, but you didn't feel it. Like you honestly wanted to go on longer. Like I mean like but it really did, like, because whereas even sometimes you can watch a film and you're like, oh, I kind of wish there was more to it. This could have been another hour. I wouldn't have minded if this was 2 hours. This is one of those films. Like they gave you the 2.5 hours, the 2 and 15 minutes, and it was definitely worth it. Like you were gonna be glad that they like extended it. And may we talk about the soundtrack? Like the soundtrack was on point, so good. A lot of people on this. Kid Cudi, Jay-Z, a lot of people on this. The freaking, what you call it? Freaking, a lot of people. A lot of people were on the soundtrack. Like, a lot of people. The soundtrack itself is something that you're gonna want to check out. Yeah. Lauryn Hill, that's what I was thinking of. Like, there's a lot of people on this. Yeah. Everything about this was really good. The outfits were good. It really got you into the theme of the ore or the of the setting, of the time frame and everything like that. Like it was very Western, but it was still kind of stylish. People looked good. People looked fly, but they also looked very authentic. It was very authentic. People had some bad teeth going on. People had some gold teeth going on. It was very good. And it was just so well done. Netflix knows how to write a series, okay? Like I said, it's streaming on Netflix. It was very, very good. The monologues were good. Nothing felt too long. Nothing felt unnecessary. Everything was great. And there's a really big twist in the end. And the fact that all of these outlaws and cowboys and everybody were based on real people, I just really appreciated that. And like I said, the soundtrack was really good. One thing about it, you're not gonna really hear that natural little, the classic Western music, It's not gonna be like that. They have a lot of a lot of islandish kind of beats or whatever. And I was like, why would they do that? I like the fact that they did that, because it's like a lot of that Western music is very more white, you know, Western music. You know, it's not really like black Western music. And it's like, what is black Western music? And then it's like, where do we come from? You know, like, we don't really even come from here in the first place. I mean, black people don't really come from here in the first place, you know? So it's like, I really appreciate the fact that they made this album the way that it was. Like, everything was very thought out. You could really tell. Everything was thought out. Even, like, up until, like, you know, even at the beginning of the film, like, where they have, like, where they have the actual title of the film where it shows, that was well done, how they did that. It was well done how, like, when the person who directed the film, how he, like, put his name up there and he knew who was directing it. Like, it caught your attention. Like, everything was good from top to bottom. I would rate this a 9.8, for real, for real. Definitely rate this a 9.8. I'm only not reading it a 10 because I don't want to say it was the best thing I've ever seen, because I don't think I'll ever really say that about anything. But this was very, very good. It was very good. It was very well done. I whether you're black, white, you know, and whatever, Hispanic, anything, blue, you should watch this, because it was just a good movie and you're going to enjoy it. You will definitely enjoy it. Yeah. I didn't want to give you any, like, I didn't want to give you bad stuff, but I definitely wanted to give you, like, I mean, I didn't want to give you bad stuff. I wanted to give you all of the stuff. Like, you know, I wanted to give you bad stuff, but there wasn't anything bad to say about this. Like, this was just a really good film, you know, and the storyline really gets you. The only thing that I didn't like about it is how, you know, the fact that people have to die, and you like characters and you like people, and it's like, well, somebody has to die. So yeah, there's that. But yes, everybody, The Harder They Fall, watch it, check it out. It's on Netflix. You're welcome. Thank you all so much again for listening to this week's episode. I really appreciate all of you. As always, I hope that I really put you on with this one. And if not for the movie itself, hopefully for the soundtrack. But I really love doing this. Thank you so much. And thank you for the recommendations, because this was one of them. And I did have my eye on this one. And my dad and my parents and my mom were also like, okay, you got to watch this one. So I'm like, okay, everybody's saying it, so I got to watch it. And I was not disappointed. But I hope that you guys will not be. And I hope that this episode did not disappoint you. And until next time, why are we even together? Because it's a great podcast that doesn't disappoint. Okay. Bye.